Hey, welcome to the Purposely Derailed podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Marrero Wilson, licensed social worker and author. Here we ride the track with all things mental health and get purposely derailed on the ways Christ is showing up in our lives. So if you think you've got it all together or crying out for grace, tune in with someone who's right there with you and let's get through it together. This is Purposely Derailed. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Purposely Derailed. I am your host, Stephanie Marrero, licensed social worker, and Hot Mess Express, but with a purpose. We'll go with that. I want to say, first and foremost, thank you to all of the support that we've been getting on the podcast, and especially for last week's episode that had my 7-year-old daughter, Evelyn J, on it. And, you know, we talked a lot about about her experience with being in Maine and what it was like for her to have gotten the hairline fracture, right? And just things being outside of her control. And so if you want to hear a little bit more about that from her perspective, she's incredibly well spoken, and we were so proud kind of just listening back. And again, I'm not editing these episodes because I just can't figure that all out. So I like the whole, you know, raw version of it all, right? So without any edits, that little girl kept up, and she was experiencing some like anxiety before and even after. So we had to talk through that, but the positive response has made her feel really, really good. So thank you so much. I urge parents to, you know, check that out and kind of just hear the different kind of dialogue you can have with kids when you're giving them the language, to be able to communicate and advocate for themselves, you know? So today, I am actually recording from my bed because why not? That's that. All right. So I was really thinking about, like, you know, I wanted to continue the topics around when things don't really go in the way that we had intended for them to go. And more so, how those situations can make us feel, right? So very recently, there's been a lot of shifts and changes in my life, right, that have been for an incredible reason and for me to continue to get into alignment with my purpose in life, right? And so what that's looked like for me has been just changes and redirection, just redirection in general when it comes to, like, business standpoint, right? And so the question that I have and for today's kind of episode is meeting your imposter. And who is your imposter? Well, have we heard of imposter syndrome? Because let me tell you, I sure have. And it's something I think that to an extent we all kind of deal with. So I wanted to kind of give room for that today and really have a conversation around that, because, you know, we're talking about control, we're talking about embracing disruption and all those kinds of things, but we don't, you know, we have yet to touch on what happens to us and our systems and just our reaction to when things change and we're forced to kind of adjust, especially if we can understand and see that it's for a good reason. It doesn't mean it always feels good, right? All right. I'm also reaching for my chapstick because, of course, I left it over there. Reach. Y'all, shout out to Nature's Preserve. That is all 100% handcrafted items here in Springfield. And there's currently a deal going on. You can get a good deal off, a good percentage off the products if you go to preservedbynature.com, because it is their birthday month. So definitely check that out. Shameless plug, but it is the chapstick that I live by. And there's, like, body butters and all these amazing products that are just, it's just really nice to see people really diving into their purpose and seeing that sometimes it's scary and it requires us to be uncomfortable for a little while. But these balmy lips, y'all, they're the bomb. Oh man, I'm sorry. That was That was a mom joke. Okay. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. So meeting your imposter, right? So just kind of thinking on when you get derailed, like we talked about that in our first episode, when your plans get kind of thrown off, and then now you're realizing things are shifting outside of your control. And so there's going to be a reaction that you have to that, an emotional reaction. Sometimes it could be a trauma response. You know, we talked a little bit about that last week too, and just kind of how our systems just respond to something that's happening and don't really recognize that we are safe in those moments, but it's just our environment is triggering this need for control. So I think that that's really what's important to kind of talk about next is how do we respond in those situations. So I wanted to talk a little bit about how it's been for your girl, right? Because feeling like an imposter has probably been my entire like academic career, from like grad school to just, you know, licensure. And I've worked in human services since I was like 18. Yes, 18. My very first internship ever was the Ronald McDonald House. No, I'm lying. Boys and Girls Club. And then the Ronald McDonald House was amazing. But I've been in this field for quite some time. I'm in my 30s now. So I've seen a lot of different kind of, you know, situations and experiences. And I always felt like, oh, I have like a natural, ability to be able to kind of give support in these kinds of spaces and just talk to people and really with like minimal to no judgment and just kind of embrace people. And I know that that's always kind of been my strength in my work environments. I would always be someone to go above and beyond and just do the absolute most for the people that I was serving or supporting, even up until now. What I am quickly learning is that my drive was coming from this trauma response of appeasing and knowing that, okay, I really want to make my boss, my supervisor, my job, whatever, very proud of me. And like, I want them to know that they can trust me more so than just like the praise. It was like, I want them to know that they did not make a mistake putting me in this position, whatever it may be. And I want to really live up to the expectations and surpass them. And for the most part, I always would. And so then early this year, like halfway through, it was June, I left my comfortable job and took a massive leap of faith, and not knowing where that would take me, right? I just knew that God had asked me to trust him. And there, you know, when I think about the circumstances and I think about like, you know, what kind of drove me, I felt like I was driven out of my job just because I was starting to feel really uncomfortable, really, really burnt out. At some moments I was feeling like unappreciated and not really valued. And there was just so much more that I knew that I wanted to do. And in this space at that time, I just couldn't do that. So at this point, I had already gotten my license and I in social work. And I was like, okay, I want to take this next step. And I entered another space, but it was a full leap of faith because now this is an incredible friend of mine, you know, that just kind of connecting with them and going into a different kind of role that required me to live up to a higher expectation, right? Knowing that I'm like, okay, I am capable of, it was a supervisory kind of role. And it's funny because at my previous job, that was what I knew that I was capable of doing. Now, here's the thing. Never have I ever said I wanted to be a supervisor to anybody. That's pressure. But I could feel that there was this drive for leadership that was just manifesting in my gut. And it was just like, okay, there's so many things that I am just being inspired by that can look different, that can be like this. And so coming into a different environment with a friend of mine, it made sense, right? Because there was room for that. Let me tell you about God, right? Oh, Diosito mio. Okay, so it was, I, if you know me, stability is huge for me. And knowing that I have a good sense of control in that it's where comfort is. Now, one of the things that I always say is, if you're comfortable, then it doesn't require for you to have faith, right? Because it's when we become uncomfortable that we suddenly are ready to seek a higher power, go to God, go into prayer, you know, go into universe, whatever it is that is for you. For me, when I'm uncomfortable is when I'm like, God, what's happening? What are we doing here? what's going on? Because this don't, I don't like how it feels, right? But what's happening in those moments is my discomfort is bringing me closer to my faith. So there has to be trials that test us in order for us to know where we go when we need something bigger than us. And so the experience from it was like from mid-June to end of September was full of that. But what was so incredible, there was so much learning that happened during such a short time. There was a newfound level of confidence and like self-advocacy that I was learning, and a different kind of mentorship that I was seeing also with my friend and my colleagues. And you couldn't have told me like, okay, Stephanie, this is what's going to happen. And I would have said, yeah, I'm down. I would have been terrified. So God doesn't always, you know, he's not going to show us everything, because if we know what's to come, we're going to try to control it. We are going to try to make it go the way that we want it to go, or we're going to try to run from it. And so he provided me a safety net to know this was a safe decision to make, and kind of a brief outline of what that was going to look like. And that was that. And it was enough to allow me to trust and take that leap, right? I'm trying so hard not to sneeze. Okay. And so then, you know, tail end of September, things start to shift a little bit. And as of October, it's very different, right? Because now I'm working for myself. There was a beautiful transition for all of us as part of that entity, and we're all still in this beautiful kind of co-working environment, but we were given the space. And I knew that because that was a contributing factor at the before I made the decision. Was my friend was adamant that as I made this decision, I continue to fuel my own dreams as well. It was never I want you to come here and do this for me. And no, it was like, yes, this is going to be a thing. And then also, I will be asking you about what you're doing for yourself. And, you know, we shared a lot in faith, and they contributed a lot to just my continued growth in my faith, and provided a really kind of grounding environment even through the chaos. And that's like, God's got your back, y'all, because before any of these changes took place, he made sure that we all had the pillars in our life to hold us up and secure a foundation. So when things started to shift, that was still solid. And I'm telling you, like, it was just so dope, because even throughout all that, I had such a unexplainable amount of peace. I can't even explain. Unexplainable, Stephanie. You literally just said, you get what I mean, y'all. Anyway, so as this transition happened, and now we're all, you know, representing our own individual businesses and still sharing this kind of co-working space, it has given us more friendship and like just a different kind of friendship and understanding and compassion for one another that holds space to a completely different level. And so that's kind of what I wanted to speak to, because it's not to say that all of this has been easy. No. When you come from trauma and you have significant anxiety, depressive episodes, all those kinds of things, which are things that I've experienced since I was nine, it's hard to not kind of fall back into those when things are feeling really chaotic in your space. And so having those pivotal people in my life to help process situations and really hold space for my level of vulnerability has been incredible. And that is what throughout all this has provided me the peace that surpasses all understanding, right? So that's really what I kind of wanted to expand on today, because a lot of the times when we are feeling like imposters, it's because we think that we're not prepared. We think that we're not able to handle this next step of our lives, and like we have to outsource all these other things and we need to do all this extra work before we actually step into our purpose. And y'all, that is bullshit. That ain't it. Because if there's a purpose that you're feeling in your spirit, that is a divine purpose and you have everything you need for it. And let me explain to you what I mean. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what stood out in the Bible for me. This was like in September. This was before like the big decisions and all of that were made. And I was reading the book of Exodus, right? All things Moses. And, you know, you know about Moses, talk about the burning bush and God coming to him and saying, you know, you are going to lead a nation, all these things, right? You're going to free my people. Cool. But one part that really stood out to me, right? If you go to Exodus chapter 4, that is where you're starting to see Moses like really kind of give the pushback, like, excuse me, senor, big senor up in the sky, heavens, sir, I can't speak. I got a stutter, and I don't know how people gonna respond to me going and be like, hey, you should kind of roll with me a little bit. What if they don't believe me? You know, what if they can't respect me because I got a stutter? And you know, we know that story. And we know that God's like, okay, and anyway. But one of the things that stood out was Exodus chapter 4, verse 11. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. And this is, you know, this, you continue to see it through Exodus. You might hear my dog, y'all. You continue to see it through Exodus, right? Because even when in chapter 5, when, you know, he's experiencing like all the Israel people being really, really upset with him. And he's like, you know, why have you brought trouble to these people? Why have you sent me? And, you know, Pharaoh is just making it worse. He's done evil to your people and he's not, and you haven't delivered them. So he's like, he's questioning God. So this entire part is, you can hear my dog. He's waiting outside of the bathroom. My husband's showering. He's waiting outside of the bathroom for him to come out. But in this moment, you can hear that it's all full of questions. And I think a lot of the time we are told that we're not meant to question things, right? You can have questions. It's where you're taking those questions. Who are you allowing to be the response and the answer to those questions? And is it deterring you from continuing to walk in your purpose? Because here's the thing, throughout all of this, every single time that Moses is having questions, he's going to God and still continuing to do what God is asking him. But going back to chapter 4, when he speaks of saying, you know, I'll be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say, there is the tool. So when I think about the experience that I had saying, okay, I was really just not doing well at my previous job. And I was really unhappy, which is unfortunate because I really care about the kind of work that I do. And the environment was just, it was not, it just didn't feel good for me anymore. And I knew that I needed to step out before I developed resentment, because that's, I wanted to leave peacefully. I didn't want to leave feeling some kind of way. And thankfully, you know, because of everything that happened, I was able to do that. And I hold no resentment. I am incredibly grateful for the decisions that were made, because that's all part of my purpose. In the moment, I was pissed. But now I have, yes. So anyway, in that time, God had already put certain people in my life that were providing a fundamental support to my purpose, right? When we talk about, you know, you're building business or you know, you want to have your fundamentals in order. You want to set the foundation. You want to make sure that's strong. That's the groundwork, right? These people that have come into my life throughout this last, what, 3 months? Three, almost 4 months, yeah, have been people that I will keep with me forever, are people that I refer to as my friendsors, friends and mentors, and from different parts of life, right? Because like I said, me and my friends share a lot of common ground in faith and prayer, and that is unmatchable, you know? And then the level of knowledge that I can share with these women as well, it's just, God had this all in order. He had the tools. And so as I'm sitting here in June freaking out, because I'm like, oh my God, I am about to make a decision that I don't even know if I'm the right person for this. I feel like such an imposter. God was like, but you're going to do it anyway. Yes, you feel those things. That's why we're in therapy. But you're also going to take the next step. Because if you want to walk in your purpose and you want to do all the great things that you envision yourself doing, that if you can see yourself doing something, if there's something that you're feeling that you're called to do and you can see it and it feels like that is, no matter how impossible it may seem, I'm going to tell you right now, that is a part of your purpose. That is not a mistake. If you can envision it, it's because it's meant to be lived. So take that as you will. But you can see the uncertainty, the level of imposter syndrome that Moses was feeling. Like, you want me to lead your people and I can't even pronounce my words properly? Are you insane? And what did God do? He said, okay, your brother's going with you. But that's not taking away from what you are about to do. Your brother will be your spokesperson. Okay. But you're still going to do the thing. So when I took this leap, God told me, yeah, no, you're good. You're going to have a sense of stability and security, but it's not going to be within your control. And your friend is going to be able to hold space for you in those moments, but you're still going to do a thing. And if you would have told me in June that in October I would have been prioritizing my business Beneath the Healing and diving deeper into that and really just working for myself, I would have punched you in the face. Yeah, I would have been like, no. That's like a side thing right now. That'll pick up its momentum when it's meant to. And God was like, but see, it's in my will, not yours. And he had a different plan. Relinquishing control can trigger imposter syndrome. And so talking about imposter syndrome, and I'm only going to speak to it and how it's coming up for me, right? Because it's hard, y'all. I'm not saying I've passed this. No, I'm in it right now. Because one, putting out a podcast and being this raw and open and comfortable with that, it's all I know to be. This is authentic, like me, like that's authentic to who I am. And I always thought that was bad. And it's not that it was bad. I always felt like, oh my God, Stephanie, you just shut up. you just overspeak sometimes. Where's your filter sometimes? And I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, there's like this cookie cutter kind of clinician role that I'm supposed to fit in. I don't fit in that. If you see me, if you know me, I'm covered in tattoos. I'm very open about having dealt with depression, anxiety, suicide, all of those things. I've lived many lives, and for a long time, I felt like nobody was going to take me serious in this kind of space because when I was like 18 or so, and I was kind of out there in that way first, it was through modeling, and I felt like that's all people knew me to be, was like this pretty face, and that I had nothing else to offer. And so when I started to say like I want to do bigger things, it felt like that wasn't going to be well received. And that wasn't, nobody else was telling me. This was me. This was me saying I couldn't, there was no way I could transition from that life out to this one, to where you take me serious. And I remember when I would like, if I would go back and like update my photos or like professional photos, a lot of the comments that I would get for a long time would be, she's coming back. And it's, y'all, it was freelance modeling. It was not no thing. It was just something I did for fun with some friends. And, you know, I just, shout out to Lee and to Harris, who really just had worked with me since I was 18. And then they were the same people to take my photos when it came to my podcast. Shout out to Lee for Still Raw Photo, that my podcast cover, he took that. My books that have my photo in it, that was Harris Davy. So the same people that God put in my life when I was 18 for me to do this, you know, local modeling, whatever, are the same people that are pivotal in my life now when it comes to how I represent myself and I put myself out there. They know me and they know how to capture me, and they know to capture my at who I truly am. And again, unmatched. And this was many years ago. I was trying to do math. I'm a social worker. Hold on. Math. 15 years ago is when I, oh my God. Yes. 15 years ago. And again, they're still here. And this entire time I'm sitting here, I'm like, can I do this? Are people going to receive me? Like, me sitting on this podcast for 2 years was because I did not know how, if people were going to even care about what I had to say or take me serious. Second guessing myself, feeling really insecure about it because I never felt like I was going to fit in into like any specific space. And you know that you're not meant to fit in. You're meant to stand out. But I can only find comfort in that if I do it in God's will and not my own, because if I choose to do these things by myself, I am going to make a lot of mistakes. I'll probably get to the end result, but I will probably be so wounded and go through so much more pain than I have to. Like, I think about if Moses had gotten that message from God and said, bet, I'm not reading the instructions. I'm just going to go. And God's like, but sir, I have things to tell you. Like, no, I got this. I got this. And I'm going to stutter my way through it. outcome probably would not have been the same. He had to every single time go back and ask God for more direction and more. And little by little, God was revealing what was going to happen and what the next step was going to look like. And all through that, Moses was still questioning, like, bro, what? So this is what? And then, you know, the moment in which he says, you know, what is that in your hand? And it's his staff. And you know, he had that tool in his hand the whole time. And that was something that God used to be able to show Pharaoh that this is greater than this. This is God. This is greater than, you know, like the magicians and all that. This is coming from God. And it was a tool in his hand. So when I think about that, for me, it's, I have everything I need. The things that people appreciate the most about me is how open and honest I am, is how straightforward I am, is how I'm not scared to share if it means that it's providing validation for someone else. The parts with that that becomes very challenging is the boundaries around it, right? Because when you're stepping into this feeling of imposter syndrome, you're looking for every opportunity to validate that you're an imposter, not validate that you're in your purpose. No, I need someone to confirm that this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. Those people that say, that little business, how's that little business? Those people that say, oh, you still doing that? Oh, how's that going? And it's you can hear the just like level of kind of like arrogance behind it. We can take that and either fuel the feelings of imposter or be like, fuel the living in purpose. But it's about your community. It's about who are the pillars in your life. Because here's the thing. You want to make sure when you think about foundation and, you know, those big warehouses that like they open up and you can see like all the support beams. And sometimes there's a lot of support beams and sometimes there's only a few and it's still solid. So don't measure your foundation based off how many people. Measure it off the quality of the person. Right? Because I'm not, I have a lot of people that I may know, but when it comes to the stuff that I go through and the people that I call on for support, that's on one hand. I can count that on one hand, y'all. And I prefer it that way because not everybody is able to support vulnerability the way that you may need, depending on that part of your life. So what that looks like for me is, I have best friends from childhood. I have best friends from, you know, being a teenager. I have best friends from being an adult. And they're all pillars in my life in very different ways. And you ever go through those seasons where like, yo, I haven't talked to like homie for a minute and y'all kick it and it just picks back up like nothing. And that is quality. And the reason why I say that is because knowing that you may not be able to spend every single day with your bestie like you could have in high school and all of those things. No, because now your relationship has a different level of substance that surpasses just the kicking it and MySpace. You know, there's more that you talk about. You guys have endured life at this point. And sometimes you need somebody who doesn't have your entire life story for a different kind of input, right? And then other times you need somebody who knows you from freaking 5 years old to be like, yeah, this all totally makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So having an understanding of the way that your relationships and your friendships play a part in your life and giving yourself grace when sometimes we're more introverted. Sometimes we go through a while of isolation and withdraw on purpose. You know, it's different if we're going through that because we're in a depressive state of mind, but on purpose when we're like, I just need space. I need to retreat because I need to focus on some things. That is okay. Because I can tell you right now, where I am right now, as I'm sitting here putting the podcast out, I am so just withdrawn on purpose. You know, because I know I'm vulnerable and I have to be very intentional with who I allow to have access to me during this vulnerability, because there are people who can put a lot of negativity into that. So in those moments, if you even think about like when Moses went out, he was with his brother. He was working through this and his spokesperson was his brother, Aaron. And you know, down the road, it was Aaron's, you know, Aaron's kids and Aaron, who his sons, who, you know, became the priests and everything. But like there was a foundation there. And even through in the book of Exodus, you'll see that when Moses went into the mountain for the 40 days and 40 nights, that the people of Israel were like, we need a God. We don't even know if he's coming back. And his brother had made the God out of gold. I forgot what animal it was, but he made the God out of gold and gave him something to worship. Yeah, I could imagine like Moses coming down and be like, so you've been on this journey with me this amount of time. You've seen all this and you really just caved in. Like, what's up with you? Like, why would you? Hello. And I'm sure he probably felt like, yo, I needed you to hold it down. And what? But you think about it, there was space. There was space for over a month. And he needed that. He needed to take that space. He needed to really just spend that time with God to know what the next step was going to be. And though he knew this next step, he came back and he was met with a test with his sibling, with the person who had been there. And you know, continue reading through it. They continue to stick it out through Exodus and all that. And, you know, that's cool. But you have to give yourself grace to go through things within these relationships and these friendships, because that's how they're going to develop. That's how they're going to mature. And that's how you start to hone in on knowing who are the pillars in your life and how to utilize them in moments where you're feeling like an imposter, when you're feeling like things are outside of your control, when you're feeling like things are being disrupted and you don't know what to do. Community is a big part of that. Needing the right community is a big part of that. And by right community, I don't mean people that just agree with you. No, because let me tell you, I was on a call yesterday. Shout out to you, Whitney. I was on a call yesterday with Whitney. And it was a beautiful call. Beautiful call. Again, we share faith and she speaks life into me. And there was a point where we were talking about a topic and she's like, Stephanie, I'm about to say something. You're not going to like it. But that's what I needed. And I'm like, nope, you said the thing. You said the thing I needed to hear. And you're right. You're right. And so if I'm allowing myself to be receptive to these people who are pillars, who I feel safe with, who I've matured in relationship with, and I'm comfortable with them being able to call me on my bullshit, but they're going to do it respectfully and they're going to do it with the best intention and with love, then those are the kind of people that I need. Because I don't need somebody to tell me I'm right all the time. I don't need someone to tell me everything I do is the correct decision. I don't want that. I don't want to be the smartest person in the room because I'm not learning. I want to continue growing. And in this moment, I am feeling all types of imposter, because you talk about building a business, building a brand. Y'all, you're learning. Like, what is marketing? What is marketing? No sé. Google gonna tell me, maybe Skillshare is gonna tell me. But instead of taking them and allowing myself to be overwhelmed by it, if I literally just said I don't want to be the smartest person in the room, then that means I'm wanting to learn, right? And so in this moment, God's like, yep, you're gonna learn today. and you know, you have resources and I've given you all you need. And so right now, the biggest thing that I know is in my purpose is this: being open and honest with my community and saying, like, I'm in it too. I'm not somebody who, you know, is 10, 20 years from now, I'm like, this is how I've healed. No, I am healing. and healing from ideas of I am just my trauma, ideas and thoughts that I am gonna deal with my mental health forever, ideas and feelings behind being an imposter and like I need to know what's gonna happen all of the time, because that's what it means to be stable and secure. Releasing all of those learned and conditioned behaviors and thoughts is healing. Because when you release it, you now have to, like, if you let go of something, right? So if you have, like, let's say you have a cup and the cup is full of cold coffee and you're like, well, this isn't good. Or let me let me put it into a little bit different perspective. So I don't like Starbucks. Reason why? That is a laxative and I am in my 30s. So just you do the math. So if I was given a Starbucks order and I'm like, I'm sure this is delicious. However, this is not good for me. I have to let this go and maybe I can do tea. And so I have to, let's say, pour that out. Let's say I just pour it out, you know, rinse it out. And I'm like, cool, I have this cup and now it's empty. because I let go of the thing. I poured out the thing that wasn't going to be good for my system, rinsed it out. You know, that's the work you put into it. You letting go is one thing. Rinsing it out and cleansing yourself and creating that intentional space and then having direction. I'm like, now the next step with this clean cup is, what do I really want to pour into it? Recently for me, it's been a whole lot of honey, chamomile, vanilla tea. So I'm going to put my little tea bag in there. And I'm very intentional with the water, the tea brand, the honey, and if I'm putting cream in it. All my decisions are very intentional and thought out because I want this to be something that feels good. So healing is multiple steps. It's recognizing that there's something in your cup that's not good for you and not going to be a benefit. Coming to terms with letting it go, figuring out how the hell you let it go and what you need in order to do that, hashtag therapy, hashtag God or higher power or universe or, you know, deities, whatever it is for you, family or withdrawing, you know. So figuring out how to let it go, cleansing that. Cleansing and coming to peace with letting it go. That's where we start talking about self-care. You got to take care of that. You know, you did the releasing. Now you got to take care of that because there's going to be some residual caked up sugar in the bottom of that. Some leche, whatever. But you gotta be intentional with that, you know? And then what's the plan? You know, what do I want to do? Where's the purpose with this cup? I have this cup. What's his purpose? It's to put something in it and the right community. Like I said, the right tea brand, it's the right community. The water, you know, it's hot. That's a little bit of pressure. You know, that's the slight discomfort is, okay, I got to put scalding hot water in here to get the tea to really infuse. And that's hard. You got to be careful doing that because you could burn yourself, right? And then I need to sweeten this up a little bit. I need to sweeten this up. I'm going to add some honey or some cream. And you still got to give it time to really infuse. But not too much time because then it gets cold. And you kind of have to start over. And so that's okay. Sometimes we do have to start over. I share that I had beneath the beauty before I had beneath the healing. That's a whole another episode. But now I made this cup on purpose rather than just taking the cup of laxative coffee that was handed to me. And that's trauma when we think about the things that we experience that we have no control over. That's trauma and it gets tacked onto us. And so processing that takes time. And so right now, where do I feel like I am in that tea making process? I'd say that I am choosing the community, right? And pouring the water at the same time while still kind of making sure there's no residual stuff in there, right? It's like I have the tea bag ready, have the teapot is whistling on the stove, and I just have to finish rinsing out the residue. And that's what makes me vulnerable right now, and that's why I'm needing to take space, you know? So if you are like me in a moment of uncertainty, do not lean into the anxiety behind what it is. Get excited for the mystery because it is a beautiful one. It is a beautiful one that's waiting. And do your best to just be present in that, even in the discomfort, because it's calling you to rely on something bigger than yourself. I hope that this landed. I hope that this, you know, can resonate, even if it's for one person out there. Again, this is really just to remind people that you're not by yourself. And this isn't about trying to be perfect. This is just about trying to be real. And I'm right there with you. So, you know, I continue to just live in his will, not mine. And for the people in my life that are pillars, thank you. Y'all know who you are. I'm so incredibly grateful for all of you. And I love you all. And you know, I'll catch you guys in the next one. All right. Take care. Thanks for tuning in to the Purposely Derailed podcast. For more information about me or about my books, Ollie the Calming Elf and Ellie the Meditation Elf, please visit my website at www.beneaththehealing.com. And remember, go out and live the best life that you can as it is in His will.